When life becomes difficult, what do you pull out of your carry-on? Good morning, competitor. Jake here, your chief encouragement officer, and welcome to this episode of the Compete Everyday Podcast. I'm incredibly excited you're here for today's episode as we talk about what's in your mental carry-on. As I dive into today's show, I want to give a shout out to Marvin Rothwell. Marvin is a member of Competitor Nation. And not only that, he has been active in our monthly challenges and has done the challenge every single day all year long. He is 3 months strong and still going. Marvin, we see you, man. We appreciate your continued support to yourself of getting better every day. And we loved seeing your email and all the pictures you've shared as you continue to show up and compete with yourself. We've got another new month worth of challenges popping up here shortly. So all you have to do to get signed up is click the link in the show notes to join. It's free. We've designed every challenge every month to make sure you're getting better physically, mentally, relationally, financially, and as a leader. So sign up today, find out how you can get started building your competitor mindset heading into the fresh month of April. Now, what's in your mental carry-on? Earlier this month, I had the opportunity to partner with High Rocks and host a workshop as part of their Houston race. And one of the things that we talked about is competitive mindset and self-talk. And we talked about the importance of being able to go to things in your mental locker, your mental file cabinet, or as I like to call it, your mental carry-on when things get challenging, when the race gets hard, when life tries to knock you down. One of the things that I've enjoyed about traveling over the last handful of years as a keynote speaker is just learning what carry-ons I like and what works. I've tried out a number of backpacks. I've got some over-the-shoulder bags. I've got a carry-on suitcase. And so I've experimented with a few different things. What allows me to carry what I need with me? What has the best organization? What's the easiest to move around? What sits on top of my suitcase? All in all. And so that way, when I am traveling, I can easily reach in and pull out the tool I need. Sometimes it's my headphones if I'm going to watch a documentary on my iPad. Sometimes it's my notebook and a pen if I'm sketching ideas. Sometimes it's the laptop to sit down and write and work. Regardless, I need to be able to easily access whatever tool I need for the activity at hand. And our brains work the same way. As I was telling the High Rocks athletes, when the race gets difficult, because mind you, it's going to get difficult. It's going to be hard. It's like any workout. There comes a point during every workout where the inner voice starts to get louder, especially that negative inner voice. And it can start to take us off track. And it's in those moments that we need to be able to reach into that carry-on and pull out something to help us with confidence in that moment, something to help us continue going. And the only way we can do that is if we start to fill and pack that carry-on correctly. And the way I encourage the athletes to do it that day is to sit down and write at a few different points throughout the program, write something challenging that you've overcome before. Doesn't have to be in a race. In fact, if it was your first race, you can't do it in that race. But think about another time in life where you did a difficult workout. Maybe you took on a CrossFit Open, or you did Murph, or you started losing weight that you never thought you would get off, or you ran your first 10 miles, whatever the case may be. Think of a physical event that you've done in the past that was challenging. And I want you just to write it down. Write down the one thing you've done. Write down the specific thing you've done in the past that was challenging for you to do, but somehow you found a way to do it. A little bit later in the program, I challenged them to write down another challenging situation, obstacle, adversity that they found a way to get through. Maybe it was taking on a role at work that they didn't feel confident for, yet found a way to get the job done. Maybe it was rebounding after a broken relationship or a broken marriage. How did they find the strength to start over to rebuild their life? Whatever that situation was, think back to when you did something challenging. You did something difficult. You dealt with adversity and you overcame it. What we want to do is start to collect these stories and these experiences where we had success overcoming challenging situations and start to pack them in our carry-on. Now, you may be listening to this thinking, I don't have that inspiring of a story. I haven't gone through that many difficult situations. And what was interesting is before me at the High Rocks workout, Lauren Rantella and her husband Mark shared their story to sobriety. They talked about how they were drinking 20 plus beers a day, how they were getting blackout drunk all the time. In fact, Lauren shared a number of these things on our podcast earlier this year. And what I found interesting is as they were sharing that story, it was very easy for somebody sitting in the audience who hasn't gone through that, who hasn't had to fight their way back from alcoholism, to say, well, I haven't done something as hard as Lauren, and so I don't really know what's right. And what I encourage them with is the difficulties, the hard, the challenges you know that were hard for you, that's all you know. That's all you can compare to. You can't compare to someone else's journey because the hardest thing you've been through is the hardest thing you know. And your ability to overcome it is important. And so think back through your journey. Where have you overcome something challenging, something difficult? I want you to pack it into that mental carry-on because here's what's going to happen. Just like my physical carry-on goes with me when I travel and when I get on the plane, I sit down and I pull out the tool I need, you're going to need to be able to pull things out of your mental carry-on when challenges strike, when you're in the middle of a tough workout, when you're nervous before a job interview, when you've got to have a tough conversation with a partner or a kid. It's in these moments of difficulty that we can start to doubt ourselves, that our inner voice can take over and tell us about how we're going to fail or how we're going to mess up and what's going to happen there. And it will just run wild if we let it. But it's helpful in these moments of challenges of dealing with that negative voice to go into the memory banks, to go into our mental carry-on and pull a situation out. You know what? I'm struggling right now in the middle of this race and it's hard and the voice tells me I should quit and how I'm a failure. But you know what? I did a tough workout 2 years ago. I climbed that mountain. I did that hike. I can do this. When that inner voice wants to tell you that you're incapable of something, you can pull back into that carry-on and say, you know what? I rebuilt my life after that divorce. I started running when I'd never run before. I became the first person in my family to do this. I overcame challenges in other arenas, and you can start to connect the dots that the things you did there translate to now. The strength and choices and courage that you built there apply to now. It's one of the reasons I love sports and fitness so much is because a lot of the physical lessons we learn about showing up, about pushing through difficulty, about embracing that discomfort to grow apply to the rest of our life. And it's in those moments of discomfort we need to be able to call back on something to build our confidence, to remind us of what we're capable of. And so I love this idea of having your carry-on because you take your carry-on with you whenever you travel. You didn't check the suitcase, and so it's out of sight, out of mind until you land at that destination. You don't often put it above the seat. Typically, that carry-on bag is right with you. It's right at your feet. It's easily accessible, so you can reach in and grab whatever you need, and we've got to have that too. But the only way we can do that is to sit down and build that list. Create those items that go in the carry-on. And my challenge to you today is maybe you're going through an easy season. Maybe everything is smooth sailing at work. Maybe your relationships are great, or maybe they're not. And what would be helpful, regardless of whether things are going well or things are not, is to sit down with a piece of paper, maybe your journal, and just write down 3, 4, 5 tough situations you've gone through. And what I don't want you to do is dismiss the things you've gone through because they feel familiar, or you try to compare what you've gone through to someone else. This is about you versus you. And so look back in your history. When have you rebounded from a tough situation? When have you had to make a hard decision at work? When have you picked yourself up and dragged your butt to the gym on a cold, rainy day where you didn't have the motivation? When was the time you pushed through a difficult workout? When was the time that you leaned into the discomfort and had a difficult conversation with someone you wanted to see improve? Where were those moments where you channeled courage and strength instead of submitting to fear? The more you can write a list down of those items, the more you can start to collect them into your mental carry-on. Sometimes you may even want to put them in your phone so they're easily accessible when you need them. When you have those moments of doubt, when you feel that pit in your stomach, when you're letting fear creep in and that negative inner voice take over, it's in these moments we want to go into that carry-on. We want to pull out the tool, the story, the example we need at that moment to remind us what we've done before is a signal of what we're capable of doing now. And now we get to make the choice to be courageous. It does us no good to travel with an empty carry-on. The whole point of it is to take things you need in the moment, right at hand, and bring it with you wherever you go. And your mental carry-on is going to be the same way. Fill it with the stories of your success. Fill it with the times that you've built strength and confidence. Remind yourself of the memories of when you chose courage when other people were afraid. Tell yourself time and time again of the hard things you've overcome are the reminder of the hard things you can overcome now. Fill your carry-on this week, competitor. You know I'm cheering for you. Go win your day. Thanks again, competitor, for tuning in to another episode of the Compete Everyday Podcast. This is Jake Thompson, your Chief Encouragement Officer, and I'm glad you're here because that means you're a driven leader who wants to maximize your performance and pursue greatness in every area of your life. To learn more about Compete Every Day, get involved in our leadership cohort, or find resources to help you lead better and succeed more, visit CompeteEveryday.com. I'll see you next episode.